Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Why I Hate This Movie. I'm your host, Derek Rios, and with always, my co-host and heterosexual life mate, Danny Newton. How are you doing today, Danny?
I am fantastic, Derek. How are you?
I am fine. Today we're talking about a Chuck Norris movie.
Yes.
Came out in 1983, Lone Wolf McQuade.
Yes, we are.
Yep.
This is prime Chuck Norris. This movie was pretty great.
This is early on in his career.
Not really, no.
Really? When did he start acting?
I think late 60s.
Really? That early? No way.
Yeah, Chuck's pretty old.
I don't think he'd been doing movies that long.
Yeah. Because he was doing a lot of martial arts movies before this, before he just become like, you know, action hero guy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. His first like big role was in the 70s. Way of the Dragon.
Yeah.
That was early 70s.
That's what I thought.
So this was probably about 10 plus years into his career.
Okay. 83. Yeah. All right. It doesn't feel like Way of the Dragon was that old.
It doesn't. A lot of the old martial arts films for us, for some reason, don't feel like they're as old as they really are.
I guess they age well because there's not a lot of special effects.
Right.
It's all just stunts.
Right. Which, even in this, you know, Chuck and David Carradine were both doing their own stunts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Most of the time when you see something happen on screen, it's them.
Apparently, Chuck said that David Carradine,
mm-hmm.
is that right?
Yeah.
That he was actually a very talented martial artist.
Yeah. He was another
karate master.
Yeah. He was in a lot of martial arts films and stuff like that back then, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I pretty much know him from Kill Bill.
Yeah, I think most people would. I think that's exactly where most people recognize him. But this dude's like old school actor. He was in just a ton of stuff.
Old school killer.
Yes. Yeah, 100%. He was actually a really good. I thought he was a good bad guy in this.
Yeah. The whole movie overall was a little bit silly, but
yeah.
I guess most action movies back in the 80s and 90s were.
Yeah. I don't really think of like early 80s action movies as like the overtop goofy ones, but this one, yeah, it was pretty silly.
Yeah. You can definitely see the trend starting.
Yes. Yes. Hmm. The fact that, you know, this movie ends with a kung fu showdown after everybody is like mowing everybody else down with machine guns.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's completely silly.
So this opens up with some vaqueros.
Yes.
Which is horses. It's a Mexican cowboys, right?
Yes.
They're horse wrangling. You see a bunch of cops rolling up.
Mm-hmm.
And just a sheriff's office. And I don't know what their plan is, but whatever it was, it fails immediately.
Oh, yes. Their plan was just like, oh, these horse thieves are going to instantly show up if like a half a dozen of us walk down here with rifles.
Yep.
And say, hey, you know, we're the cops. Give yourself up. But no, like these dudes start materializing out of everywhere.
They surround them and murder a few of them. And the rest of the cops are like, oh, yeah, you won. Shit.
Yep. There's more of y'all. You're absolutely right.
But it's okay because Chuck Norris just happens to be there watching the whole thing go down. He knows these dumb cops, these dumb normal police officers are going to fuck up and die.
Hey, because he's a ranger.
He is America's badass, okay? And rangers are like the elite forces. You have Navy SEAL, they're like down here. Rangers are up at the top, okay?
Yes. He plays Texas Ranger like he's a fucking Power Ranger.
Yep.
It's incredible. This is very much like a modern spaghetti western,
mm-hmm.
right? He's literally riding around in his Dodge truck like it's his horse in like a modern spaghetti western type film.
Yep.
But yeah, he just walks up. He's watching all this go down. He's watching all these cops get captured. I can't remember exactly.
He snipes a couple of them.
Yeah, he snipes one.
He takes some of the cops hostages, which the one cop who's throughout the rest of the movie, it's Chakotay.
Yeah.
Which, who is?
He's a first officer from Voyager.
Oh, yeah. Robert Beltran, who's supposed to be Mexican in this, but
yeah.
Then he was, I think he's Indian.
Yeah, I think he's actually Native American, yeah. But he's Sorry. Mexican in this.
Yeah. Native American shit.
Because close enough.
Yeah, whatever. They all work.
Yep.
Italian, Mexican, Native American.
Yes. This is definitely one of those kind of
actual
movies.
Indian. Anyways. Yeah. So he goes down there and then just beats them all up.
Yeah. So basically, like, he snipes one of these guys, and the bad guys are like, hey, come down here. We're going to shoot the rest of these cops. So Chuck Norris just strolls down there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know.
Yeah, bullets don't hurt him either.
No, bullets do not hurt him at all.
I don't think at any point in this movie does he come close to dying.
No, he kills so many people. Holy crap.
Even at the end, in the one-to-one where he's losing at the beginning, he's just like, I don't feel like losing anymore, and then wins. Yes.
He has a pair of handcuffs on like the back of his belt, but he's never used them in his life.
You know why? Because it's pointless to cuff a dead person. He's never taken a live person in before.
He goes down there and instantly beats these guys up, picks up one of their Uzis, and then just 360 no scopes the entire canyon with this Uzi.
He has 100% accuracy hip firing a fucking Uzi. Okay?
Oh.
It's impossible.
What else would you expect from Chuck Norris? Okay.
Spraying hillsides and like five guys fall over and like, fucking hit all those.
When if you're a bullet in Chuck Norris fires, you're afraid to miss.
You're right.
Yeah. He murders everybody in this canyon, cuts that one cop free. He's like, oh, thank you. Thank you so much for saving us, Mr. Ranger.
He will be referred to as Chakotay.
Yes.
I don't know what his name in this was. Random Mexican stereotype, but he's Chakotay.
I thought they called him Kale.
I don't know, it was Carlos. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, Chakotay is instantly in love with Chuck Norris.
Are all Rangers that strong? Are all of them that good?
Dude, I guess they are.
Because then he goes to a ceremony. Immediately after this, he goes, because he's late for the ceremony.
Right.
He's like, I better save these cops first. And the ceremony is, they're just giving out awards to other Rangers?
No. I took it to be his friend was retiring.
Oh, that's right. His friend was retiring.
Yeah. They gave him an award for like, you know, lifetime of service and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I took it that was his only friend apparently on the police force that
I
was
guess
retiring.
His partner?
Because everybody else is like a dick to him.
Oh. They all dress like real fine Texas Southern. Like,
yes.
Like you go to a square dance.
Yeah.
And these are all the guys there in fucking
white
$10,000
yeah.
You know, leather outfits and jackets and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And bullet ties. And that's the Texas Ranger. Those people are. That's not the Texas Ranger Chuck Norris is.
His friend's not that kind of Texas Ranger either. Holy shit. His friend is like kind of like Food Club Colonel Sanders.
Because he's just like in the middle of the ceremony. Like, here's a beer. He's like, sure, I'm on the job.
Yes.
I'll just chug this beer. Let's drive home.
He pulls up to this thing with a fucking sixer.
Yeah.
With a six pack with four beers missing.
Yep.
So he's already down four on the way here.
Because he stopped at the store on the way there. He's not a very responsible officer of the law.
No. This is back when don't drink and drive was just a suggestion.
Yeah, that was more of like, it's our freedom to drink and drive.
This is when they pull you over and it's like, hey, you think you can make it home? All right, go on.
This is before they were like, there's no problem.
Yeah.
Go ahead and drink.
Yeah.
Here's a beer, officer.
Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you. I was thirsty.
Oh, man. They don't drink water in this movie. Every time they constantly are drinking beer.
Well,
constantly are chugging
beer.
He
gives it up for some vajayjay at some point.
Not even then?
No. He gets madder, but then he's like, you're right. That was some good poony. I guess I'll fucking, I'm gonna fucking get rid of it.
So after he goes to his buddy's like retirement or whatever, the police chief's like, I need to talk to you in my office, McQuaid.
McQuaid!
McQuaid! Oh. So he goes to the police chief's office and the police chief is just talking something about like, you gotta have some style.
Yeah.
Like, you're talking to fucking Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris has style, okay?
At least button up your shirt.
You can't be a lone wolf forever.
I don't even think it was a lone wolf because apparently he had a partner who retired.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the movie, they shoved Chakotay with him.
Well, Chakotay is his new pack.
Okay.
Right? And then, FBI
guy. And the African-American FBI agent.
Was he FBI or CIA? FBI. He was FBI.
I think he was FBI.
Yeah.
There was FBI and CIA. I think the CIA guys died. I don't know.
Yes. 100% the CIA guys died.
We're going to need some more CIA guys.
CIA guys were so stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap.
Hey, let's storm this enemy fucking cartel base with five guys. And we're just going to announce ourselves before we go out there.
No.
They literally was like, hey, y'all fuckers over there with guns, put your shit down. You're under arrest.
And they are deep.
Oh, yeah.
These dudes at this compound are fucking deep. There's like 40, 50 of them at least. Yeah. Holy shit.
And you know what? They start, the cartel members start unloading into them. And the guy, the head CIA guys is sitting there with a fucking megaphone still yelling at them as they're shooting at
them. Why are you guys surrendering?
And of course he dies.
So we're way ahead.
Oh yeah.
Anyways, after
well, we're introduced to the baddie.
Yes,
which is Bill.
Yes, we get introduced to him because McQuaid goes and picks up his daughter,
mm-hmm.
and his daughter is dating like some ROTC square.
Yeah,
like, hello, Mr. Ranger. It's nice to meet you. I really do like your daughter. Fuck off, kid. We're going. You're not fucking my daughter today.
Yeah. Hey, I'm fucking my daughter. Get out of here.
Another mistaken daddy. So they go to...
Chuck Norris is everyone's daddy.
Yes, he is. He's definitely my daddy.
Yeah.
So we go to the horse track. Then the bad guy shows up. The bad guy shows up in like a fucking limo or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And is sitting there, less like eyeballing Chuck Norris. Is like, oh, you like this bitch? Mwah. And just fucking plants one on her. Like, how'd you like that? Huh? Yep.
So the love interest in this.
Yeah.
Her husband died.
Yes.
Which we find out later. He was murdered by the business partner, which happens to be Bill.
Yes.
I'm only going to refer to him by Bill. And then he forces her into disagreement for the business, and he is selling guns to the cartel.
Yeah,
that's my understanding.
So before we saw him at the track, we saw him right before this, and it was it Colombians?
I think so.
It was either Colombians or Cubans or something like that.
Yeah, I think it was Cubans.
Yeah, I think it was Cubans. They flew into his little private airport right there, and his like guns running operation. And he's like, hey, I got the briefcase full of money. You got the guns? And he's, you know, there's fucking guns everywhere, dude.
Yeah. Yep.
Then they tried to murder the gunrunner.
They're trying to betray him.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
You can't murder the gunrunner. The gunrunner has all the guns.
No. We want to keep our money and the guns.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I figured you're going to betray me anyway. So then he has all of his goons come out and murder them.
Yeah. It's a bad plan, guys.
Yeah.
So... yeah, now he has a briefcase full of money, a private plane, and all these guns.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude's doing great.
So, but at the track, he's meeting up with this LP.
Yeah.
This little dwarf.
Tyrion Lannister.
Yeah. Not Tyrion Lannister. And the guy is just generically evil. I don't understand. Like, he was just, they were watching Chuck Norris this whole time.
Yeah.
And he was just like, oh, I just like playing games.
Yeah. This is a little dude just wants to fuck with Chuck.
Yeah.
That's it.
No reason.
No reason. He just wants to.
Yep.
Yep. The little guy used to be in like gun running and stuff like that too.
Yeah.
But I guess the FBI caught him at some point. So now he's straight.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So he's totally legit. Completely on the up and up. Mm-hmm. I love how Chuck constantly beats up that guy's henchman.
Mm-hmm.
He beats him up like two or three times. And then the last time he's like, you really want to try to do this again? He's like, no. Not really.
That was some big Indian guy, too.
Yeah.
He was his henchman, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a big guy.
But I don't understand what his character's motives or what his character did.
Well, I think the game for him is if he can somehow get Chuck to kill... David Carradine, then he ends up getting all the assets, right?
But Carradine knows this.
Yeah. I don't think Carradine and LP or friends.
They're like business partners.
They're doing business together, yeah. But I don't think that they are friends.
But he's like grinning and laughing evilly while they're standing next to him.
Well, yeah, but that's different.
Is it?
Well, I mean, you know, if you're a bad guy, you're going to be completely fake as shit to the other bad guy, right?
I guess, but I wouldn't be like, all my evil plans are in motion. What was that? Oh, nothing. Don't worry about it. He's fucking standing next to you. Soon you're going to die. What? What's, did you say something? Nah, man.
It's perfect. It's
right.
Perfect.
You're right.
After the track, there's like an after party or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And Chakotay shows up to the after party.
It's at the club. It's
yeah.
Yeah,
it's like a country club.
Country club, yeah.
Yeah. Chakotay shows up to the after party and Chuck Norris's retired friend shows up to the after party.
Well, Chuck Norris doesn't go because him and the Latino woman.
Yeah.
Go off and bang or something? They go on a date? No.
That's after the after party.
Okay.
They meet in the after party, actually.
Well, they already met.
But it was nothing more than just, hi, how you doing?
She invites them. That's
right.
Yeah.
So they go to the after party, and part of this...
she also saves the daughter. That's what happens.
Yeah.
The daughter's horse, like a vehicle backfires, and the horse gets frightened.
Spooks the horse.
And she just happens to be on one riding up. So she saves the daughter. And
yeah.
So Chuck's like, well, I guess I got to bang her now.
You know, yep.
I owe her one. One chucking.
How much could a chuck?
A lot.
So at this country club after party, one of the events that, you know, one of the show off things they're doing is David Carradine is like doing martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
In a ring.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like, oh, I'm going to put on this display and I'm going to beat the shit out of all these people.
They're like in the middle of a racetrack.
Yeah. This is not like what I would expect like rednecks of the time to be into.
I don't know, man.
Like
artists.
If they were boxing or something, that would make more sense to me. But
this is Texas, man.
This is Texas. And we don't do no kung fu stuff yet in Texas. Not this time.
It's karate.
Yeah.
But yeah, he beats up this guy. Then they have this plan to try to get Chuck Norris to fight him.
Yeah.
To start shit with
him. They're trying to provoke Chuck.
Yeah.
They're 100% trying to provoke Chuck.
For reasons unknown.
Yeah.
Just because that guy was hitting on my girl.
Oh, man.
Who I thought, I felt like she was honeypotting him the whole movie.
I thought so, too.
And I'm pretty sure she was.
No. No, she wasn't. I mean, at least she said she wasn't.
Yeah, but she pretty much was.
Yeah.
Because even at the end, she was like, he made me do it.
Yeah. At the end, she was like, he made me do it. I never betrayed you.
Yeah, but she did.
We don't know that.
Okay, you're right. She just happened to be there freely going about her business.
Yeah. So after like, you know, the martial arts display.
Yep.
The bad guys, henchmen, go and cause trouble with Chuck Norris's guys, right? Because the one guy literally says racist shit to Chakotay.
Yep.
You're right?
Calls him a greaser.
Yeah, calls him a greaser, then throws his drink at him.
Yep.
Chakotay just like rears back and hits this guy, and this guy like kind of just smiles at him. It's like, yeah, and just beats the shit out of him. But when he goes to hit him again, the old guy that's Chuck Norris's friend, like grabs his fist and is like, nah, son. We're not doing that. And then that old guy gets punched.
Yeah.
And that's enough to provoke the Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes out and just lays waste to all these guys.
Yeah. He starts roundhousing kids.
Yeah. He roundhouse kicks a couple kids, throws some punches, throws just like alley-oops one guy into the crowd. He's going to town.
Every part of his body is a deadly weapon.
It is. And those deadly weapons are on full display.
Mm-hmm.
Because those jeans are tight.
Oh, yeah.
Chuck Norris's ass is amazing.
This is skinny jeans before skinny jeans.
Yes. Yeah, they painted those blue jeans on him.
Yeah, I don't think he can take those off.
No. But after Chuck just, you know, beats up everybody here, David Carradine's like, oh, you want some? And he's like, nah, not today. Right?
Yeah. So save it for the end of the movie.
Yeah, save it for the end of the movie.
Well, the girlfriend jumps in.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. Love interest.
Well, after watching Chuck beat up so many guys, like, she is fucking hot.
She is dripping.
Yes. Wet. Like, we got to do, we got, to, there's a stable over there. We got to go.
Yeah. Take me now. So they go on a date.
Uh-huh.
And then it just jump cuts to them kissing and her in love. And yep, it was, I guess it was a real good date.
When they come back out of like the barnyard stable area, he's putting her clothes back on her.
I just think she had a droopy shirt.
He gave her the full Chuck.
I mean, he had to have. I think I felt like a whole scene got cut out.
Yeah.
And I think it was, there was nudity involved and Chuck's ass, and they didn't want to pay him for his ass.
What do you think the rating in this movie is, by the way?
PG-13?
PG.
It's PG.
Yes.
Okay. This is an 83 PG. I mean, there's no nudity, so that's probably why I got PG. If there had been nudity, it would have been PG-13.
Oh, man. We're throwing punches and killing people and smashing beer cans, and this is PG.
Blowing shit up. Racial slurs.
Yeah.
What is the origin of greaser?
I don't know.
I've never been called a greaser.
I don't
know if I'd be offended or why I should be offended.
When I think of this word, I think hair product.
Right? Yeah. Which I think grease, because they all use grease, and that is like it was like a hot rod guy. Like, you know, those are grease. I thought those are greasers.
Yeah. And
grease.
I don't know. I don't understand the origin of this slur.
I don't either.
There's a lot of slurs that I don't understand.
This is old timey shit. I'm sure it's something real dumb. We're real better about our racial slurs these days.
He chucks her. He chucks her real good.
Off screen.
But
just very disappointing.
Instantly housewives her.
Yeah.
Apparently. Holy smokes.
Because the next fucking day, she shows up. And sir, he shows up back at home at the work, and she's there cleaning.
But yeah. She instantly moves in.
Yeah, she shows up.
I'm your housewife now. We got to clean all this shit out.
Yeah, because he lives in a fucking shack in the desert.
Yes,
it's a pigsty.
Yes,
but it's pet wolf.
It's real bad.
It's his lone wolf.
So we also forgot, while he's doing this woman, his daughter is out on her date.
Yep.
Where her boyfriend gets murdered by the cartel.
Yeah, they're making out along the road.
Yeah.
And they see a military convoy get jacked by cartel.
Right.
And they steal all these weapons from this military convoy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the military never does shit about it or says anything about it or cares.
Well, they obviously said something to the FBI or CIA or whoever. Because that's why they show up.
I guess that's why they show up. But there's military brand. They would go fucking.
You think the military's in on it?
No, I don't think so.
I was thinking the military was in on it, or at least somebody in the military was, because they were trying to get a hold of Colonel who the fuck ever over at the base, and he was conveniently absent.
Mm-hmm.
He was not there to take calls.
Maybe.
I thought Colonel set some of his guys up to get killed.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because they never try to follow it up. And there are branches of the military fucking...
They never mention any of this in the movie, by the way. This is just my assumption.
I mean, that makes sense, yeah.
But while this is going on, boyfriend and his daughter, they see this happen. Yeah. And instead of just, like, hopping in the car, gunning it, and getting out here as fast as you can, they...
Well, no, they were. He was going to leave.
He was going to leave, but, you know, there's another cartel guy up there.
Yeah, they get spotted.
That turns headlights on him.
And he gets out.
Gets out with a tire iron. Yeah,
with a tire iron. We're like, hey, man, beat it. Because, you know, he's going to beat him up. He's a military guy.
You never bring a tire iron to a gunfight.
Yeah, so he gets shot.
He gets shot a lot.
And then they roll her vehicle down the hill.
Oh, God, the car was beautiful, too.
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah. It's not anymore. It's smashed, but it was a beautiful car. Fucking love old vehicles. It's had so many old vehicles in it.
But yeah, so she's in the hospital and he has to leave and goes. And
FBI and CIA show up to investigate the truck incident.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets called in for, I don't know, killing a bunch of people. What the fuck happens if they bring him in and like pull his badge?
It was because...
Was it all the Mexican people he killed at the beginning of the film?
No.
Oh, no. I know what it is now. So after the convoy gets hit, Chakotay's out there working that case.
Yeah.
And Chakotay meets up with him and they are looking for possible buyers,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So the first thing they do is they go back to the police station, and Chakotay is like, hey, man, look, I can pull up the entire manifest on this military truck, even if you can't get a hold of the colonel, whoever, at the base. He goes to the computer, pulls up the manifest, so they kind of have an idea what they're looking for.
Does he hack the military database?
No, somebody gives him a passcode.
Yeah, that seems safe.
Yeah. Somebody, he's like, I got a friend that gave me the password, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
Chakotay's in on it.
Yeah, Chakotay's 100% in on it. So after they get a manifest, kind of know what they're looking for, Chuck's like, I know this guy. He's a rat. He's in every bad dealing that goes on.
Yeah,
you're going to go grab a hold of that guy. So they just bust into this fucking complex in town, or out on the outskirts of town or whatever.
Yeah.
And they kill everybody in the place.
Besides the main bad guy.
Besides
the guy they're looking for. Sorry.
And it's a textile factory.
Yeah.
Right. It's literally a sweatshop.
Mm-hmm.
They kill all the bad guys in the bottom. They go up to the second level of the sweatshop. They ambush the guy that they're looking for, who shoots, and they shoot like two or three other people in the room with him. And that guy runs away.
Yeah.
So they get in a foot chase with him, and literally, like, this is probably the first like big stunt we see Chuck do, is he does the grabbing onto the truck and sliding thing, right?
Yep.
So the guy is peeling out in this old like Chevy or Ford or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and Chuck like leaps and grabs onto the tailgate and is sliding around behind it.
Yeah,
that's 100% Chuck.
Is it? Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So he climbs up into the bed of it. And then for some reason, climbs on top of it.
Yeah.
And then for some other reason, climbs down onto the hood and is like, pull over. And the dude's, I guess he can't, there's no way he could have known that the guy was out of shots in his revolver.
Yeah, he counted.
Unless bullets are just too afraid to shoot Chuck.
Yeah, 100%. In this movie?
Yeah. He squeezes the trigger off a couple times, and the bullets are like, no, not him. Uh-uh.
Nope,
not doing that.
Yeah.
Chuck will kill us. They end up capturing that guy, and they take him back out to his buddy's farm or ranch or whatever.
Yeah.
His buddy's homestead, where they tie this guy to a tree and torture him.
Yep.
That's what the good guys do.
Well, he lets his buddy torture him.
Yeah, because that guy's retired. He can't lose his badge over it.
You're right. And they get information.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chuck goes and checks it out and leaves them
there. But the sweatshop incident is why they called him into the main office and like, hey, you're suspended without pay and pending investigation. And FBI and CIA are taking over this.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck's like, nah, I got this. Do I got to give him my gun? No, it's too bad. You should have asked me to lay my gun down.
Well, they didn't take his badge. They just said he's on leave.
Yeah. So Chuck, on the word of this middleman criminal kind of guy, goes to the LP's office at the racetrack. Is that where his base is?
I guess, yeah.
And this guy's headquarters is an arcade.
Yep.
For reasons. He likes playing games.
Because he's evil.
He's evil.
He likes games.
This guy is so fucking evil. He sits down in his chair at his desk, and then the wall goes and turns around backwards. You are evil as fuck if you have a secret passage that spins around in your office.
Or you're Batman.
This guy is not Batman.
We don't know that he's not Batman.
Oh, but basically, like, have they captured his daughter yet?
No.
At this time, basically this guy's like, hey, I know that the other bad guy is on his way to kill your informant and everybody that's holding him. So while Chuck is here at this interview, other bad guys show up and kill his best friend and traumatize Chakotay.
He felt guilty because he couldn't save him. Right.
Man, other Chuck's friend was actually a really cool dude.
Yeah, I'm not sure who this was, but I mean, he felt like definitely an old Western style movie.
Yeah, he was really happy-go-lucky, torturing people and playing cards and drinking.
She was buying him like vitamins and groceries and shit. Like, did you notice that Lola, when she came and cleaned his house up, threw out all of his beer,
threw away his beer, and put like vegetables.
And he's like, and bought a bunch of vitamins and shit.
He had a coconut in his fridge.
Yep.
Yep. What's all this trash in my fridge? Where's my beer?
Does he not eat food? He just lives off beer. He's 100% beer. That's it. That's like, it's all the nutrients I need.
Yep.
Is whatever shitty brand of beer he was drinking.
Pearl.
Pearl.
What's all the vitamins and minerals a growing Chuck Norris needs.
Exactly.
He treats beer like it's his fucking spinach can in this. Like he's fucking Popeye the Sailor Man. So.
Yeah, the LP is Falcon.
Yeah.
That's a
Falcone.
Falcone. Yeah.
Yeah. Very Italian.
I mean, I guess I could see Italian on him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's pretty much the Batman villain.
Falcone, yeah.
Or the.
Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah, Falcone tips him off. Chuck goes back and his friend's dead. Chakotay's traumatized and the informant's dead.
Yep.
Resigned in his defeat, he sends Chakotay back home and goes back home himself. Then the bad guys show up at his place that night.
Yep.
And
yeah, he goes home and bangs Lola.
Yeah, gives her a chucking.
And then they make the grave mistake that you never make in any movie. So when you kill the protagonist's
dog. Killed his fucking dog.
I killed his poor little wolf. This is pretty much John Wick before John Wick. I think John Wick ripped this movie off, right?
There's literally like a scene of him suiting up, like a montage scene, just like epic music playing.
Yep.
While he's suiting up, grabbing his guns and stuff like that. Loading up his Dodge Ram Charger.
Yep, you killed my buddy.
Supercharged.
You killed my dog. You're banging my wife on the side. I mean, girlfriend. And my wife's leaving me.
He was knocked out. This is what... Was he knocked out cold in this? No. When did they fucking abduct her? Because they abduct her and his daughter.
She left.
She left?
Yeah. So they abduct the daughter. So he goes and meets up. The FBI agent comes to him.
Yeah.
And him and Chuck and Chakotay go out. Actually, I guess this is him and Chuck Norris, the FBI agent and Chuck Norris.
Yes.
They go out and they get an airplane and he's just flying fucking laps over the desert looking for anything, right? That's out of the ordinary. Because they know they're operating out
there.
They're
looking for like
tracks,
roads, trails.
Yeah.
You know, places where they could be smuggling to and from.
They find an entire military compound. With bunkers and everything. And they're like, this looks strange.
This isn't on any of the maps.
Oh, yeah, no, really?
Really?
Fucking, yeah, it's kind of weird. How did this get here?
Yep.
So they go in on foot.
Yeah.
And check it out. I guess that's, they get backup or they get the CIA guys
so,
come
in? Yeah, the CIA guys go with them.
And then, of course, Chakotay.
In Chakotay, they go check this place out on foot. And
that's when the CIA guys just decide they don't want to live anymore.
Well... they go in broad daylight and scout this place. Then they come back at night.
Yep.
With their headlights on and sirens blaring. Like, and literally the CIA guys jump out. It's like, freeze, put your hands up. Surrender immediately.
Bro, they're shooting at them. He's just sitting there with his megaphone yelling. And then he gets shot and dies.
Chuck, they're shooting at us. We'll shoot back.
So yeah, that's when Chakotay runs off. All of the other guys are shot. Chuck saves.
Everybody's shot.
Yeah.
Right. And the FBI guy's been gut shot.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck has been shot in the arm.
Yeah.
And it's literally like people are bum rushing him and he's got his revolver out and he shoots until he's out of bullets and then he starts beating people.
Yeah.
But... After when Chuck realizes we're all going to fucking die out here, you need to leave, Chakotay. You need to run.
Yep.
One of us has to make it out of here to let everybody else know what happened.
Yeah. So he gets out.
Right.
And they capture Chuck, throw him in, and they bury him in his truck. they throw him in his, he gets knocked out, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And they throw him in his truck and then bury it.
Because, that's where she comes from.
Yep.
Okay. Because, yeah. Bill lands in his helicopter and is like, I've been waiting for this forever, and just beats the shit out of him.
Yep.
And she's like, no, don't kill him. I love him.
Yep. So anyways, yeah, Bill beats the shit out of him.
Fine. I won't kill him. Throw him in his fucking truck.
Yep.
And they bury him in his truck. Right.
And then leave. But Chakotay comes back and saves him, although Chuck Norris doesn't need saving.
Well, Chakotay doesn't know that he's saving him, though. Chakotay comes back and is like, you know, kind of a little bit fuck the world at this point.
Well,
he gets in a gunfight with these guys again.
And then Chuck wakes up and is like, I'm just driving my truck out of here.
He's like, I need the strength to hit the gas pedal to get out of here. So he cracks a beer.
Yep.
And fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin's himself, dumps it all over his head, spits beer out, and then just like hits the supercharger and blows out of this fucking grave they put him in.
Yeah, drives his truck out of the ground.
And he is like wincing on the steering wheel the whole time, like he is brute forcing, personally brute forcing his truck out.
Yeah, he's commanding. That truck knows better.
Yes.
He'll fucking bury it again. He'll kick it out of space. And yeah, he pulls out, beats the shit out of those guys, and passes back out.
He pulls out of this and runs over a guy.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Beats up the rest.
Yep.
And then passes out. And Chakotay's like, well, I guess I saved your life.
He looks up at him and is like, hey, kid, get me a beer. He literally says, get me a beer. Oh, man. But, you know, that's when you get the realization the FBI guy is still alive.
You think they would have called backup?
I don't know if they could. I mean, they don't have cell phones. They don't have sat phones.
They went back to town to get the fucking CIA guys.
They did go back to town to get the CIA guys.
They could have been like, maybe we should bring more guys.
Well, I mean, you know, the CIA is probably like, we got this. We're operators.
You're right.
We got this.
They weren't rangers, though. No, that's the problem. They should have been rangers.
Hey, you know, when the eyes of the ranger are upon you, okay?
I don't know what that means.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Is this a prelude to Walker? Was his character name Walker?
No. This felt like what inspired Walker, Texas Ranger.
It had to be. Yeah.
100%.
You remember that time when you were a Texas Ranger and you blew shit up and killed guys? We want you to do that, but we're going to call you Walker this time.
We
want to
do an entire ABC series on you. Okay.
How much I get paid?
But they kill all the bad guys in the compound.
Burnside, that was the FBI agent guy.
Yeah. Yeah. But then they realize, main bad guy flew across the border into Mexico, right?
Yeah.
So if we're going into Mexico, we're going, you know, we're going on our own.
Man, this is Bad Boys 2 territory now.
Yeah. This is Bad Boys. Yeah. Bad Boys 2.
We also find out that Bill took the daughter.
Yes.
Which we didn't mention this. There's a whole like side story going on where the daughter, the mother, who's I think a lesbian now.
she had the haircut for it.
Yeah. And the daughter are moving to the next town over.
Yeah.
But I mean, she still loved him.
You're taking my daughter away. We're just like 10 minutes down the road, bro. Chill.
Yeah.
Don't get drunk and beat me, Chuck. That's probably why she left.
Probably.
He looks like he was the kind to get drunk and then daddy gets a little upset.
Definitely some domestic disputes in that household.
Yeah. I don't know why he would only drink an entire six pack on the way home from work every day.
To work
and back home. Six there and six back. Dad's lit by the time he gets home.
But yeah, Falcone actually comes to him.
Yep.
And cuts a deal. It's like, hey, I tell you where they're at, but I get all the goods when you're done.
Yeah, I get all the assets.
Yep.
Yep.
And Chuck's like, yeah, sure, whatever. There's not going to be any. Joke's on you.
We're blowing all this shit up.
Yeah, so they roll down there, the three amigos.
Yep.
Which is,
Well, he's going to go by himself.
Chuck, he's going to, but then the FBI agent's like, hey, man, I this is going to be a good career move.
Yeah, and then Chakotay pulls him. He's like, hey, you're not doing this without me.
Yeah, I love you.
Like, I love you, Ranger.
I want to be you.
Chuck me.
So Chuck gives him a good chucking. And they go down there and invade Mexico.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they blow everything up, and then we get a nice 1v1 with him and Bill.
Yes.
Where he is losing and then like, I guess I'm tired of that. And then beats him.
Well, you see, after watching his loved ones be physically assaulted by this man, that just enrages him, and he channels that rage.
Yep.
Like he's channeling his chi.
Well, the love interest blocks a bullet for him, right?
Well, so he beats up Bill.
Yep.
And Bill runs off, or is starting to run away, but picks up an Uzi.
Yeah.
But he's not as good of a shot as Chuck is, so he misses a bunch.
Yeah, and then the girl, the love interest, yeah, the jumps love in front of it.
Yeah, jumps in front of the bullet.
She dies.
Yeah.
It's real sad.
I only ever loved you. He made me marry him after he killed my husband. I never betrayed you.
They never got married, but it was a business partner, right?
Something like that.
Yeah. The bad guy runs into a building. And
Thank you. Thank you for the chucking.
Yeah. Chuck blows up the whole building with a bad guy. I think this is a prequel to Kill Bill.
Oh,
because
we
don't see him die.
So he's running into the building.
Right.
He's about to run into the building. Then the FBI alley-oops him a grenade.
Yeah.
And he throws the grenade. And I'm thinking just like, oh, just hit the deck. Just drop down. But apparently that building and everything around that building is made of explosives. Yeah. It's made out of explodium.
And gasoline.
And gasoline.
Yeah.
And this thing just incinerates. Poof.
We don't see his character die though, okay?
No, we don't see his character die.
So he could come back.
But literally after all the bullets fired, all the people shot and killed, this movie ends with a martial arts duel.
Yeah.
Like a Western shootout. That, fantastic. That's great.
For the whole ending, I just wrote down, explosion, bang, bang.
That's exactly. Oh, no, you forgot crossbow. Phew, phew.
Oh, shit. You're right.
FBI guy crossbows people.
You know,
the entire time I was like, why the fuck are they bringing a crossbow? And he's taking people out with a crossbow and it's quiet. And it's like, oh, okay. Yeah. Crossbow.
Yeah. Crossbow. It's stealthy. They didn't, which I mean, we saw that they had silencers.
Yeah.
Well, the bad guys had a silencer at least. You notice that the FBI guy got shot in the exact same spot that he got shot in earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Right in the gut.
Yes.
He's fine though.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
That whole part, half of him is just hamburger now.
Yeah, I'm sure that fucking liver is gone anyways.
Yeah, all the heroes go into this last fight fucking limping and shit.
Yep.
Yep. I don't know, man. Like, this was dripping 80s. Holy smokes.
The very end is Chuck's back with his family.
Yeah.
I think he's helping them move or some shit.
It's something like that. He's walking back out of the police station or whatever.
Yeah, but they're with him. They're like driving down the road, and then Jakota pulls up and it's like, hey man, we need your help, Sir Chuck a lot.
Sir Chuck's a lot.
Yeah. There's a hostage situation at the bank.
It's a bank robbery.
There's a bank robbery in progress, and yes, there's hostages.
And Chuck's he's like, oh, murder.
Hostages? Oh, I get to kill so many fucking people.
I need that blood. Yeah.
Sorry, wife, I'm leaving. And she's like, you're never going to fucking change.
This is why I divorced you.
And then she's like, yeah, he's never going to change.
Yeah.
Maybe I do still like penis.
She was definitely moving to her friend's place, air quotes.
Mm-hmm. No, that's his mommy's girlfriend. We're just close friends.
Yeah, we're roommates.
We just sleep in the same bed because there's not an extra bed.
Right. It's a 2-bedroom house. We're roommates.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1-bedroom is yours, sweetheart.
Just don't come in our room at night.
Oh, man.
I mean, that's probably what really, though, like once you've had sex with Chuck Norris, there's really no reason to ever do it. Have sex with another man in your life. So
you've already had the best man you can ever have.
You've perfected love.
Every other man's just going to be just disappointment.
Yep. And you're never going to get the same just high.
Yeah.
Again, so there's no point. Like you might as well swap teams.
100%. Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Yeah, she's completely gay now. I understand.
I'm pretty sure Lola would have been gay too by the movie.
Oh man, he wiped her real fast.
Yeah,
holy smokes!
That's how good that D was. She was like cleaning his fucking house, bought him groceries. I didn't know how she figured out where the fuck he lived.
She stalked him, figured out where he lived, fucking moved in.
Because he lives in the middle of nowhere in a fucking shack with a wolf out front.
She's got to be like a millionaire or something.
Oh, yeah. She has to be filthy
rich.
She's
loaded.
And she's like, no, I'd rather sit in this fucking AC-less shithole and clean it up. Where there's a fucking death machine outside guarding it.
Because I'll get some of that Chuck Norris D.
Yeah. maybe. Just as a chance.
Just, yes.
I'll get another chucking.
Oh, my goodness. That's just how Chuck throws it down, man.
Goddamn. He's my hero. You know what?
Man's man.
He's the manliest of men.
Fucking such a hairy chest.
That fucking roundhouse. Shit. You can't beat that roundhouse.
He roundhouse kicks through like an 8x8 post.
Yep.
Yep.
It would kill any man.
But yeah, man, this movie was pretty great.
It was fun.
I loved it. I loved it. It had everything I was looking for in an action movie.
Yeah. Yeah. The only thing I would have been okay if they had shown one of these sex scenes.
Yeah, well, it couldn't be PG.
Well, I'm fine with
that. If we showed sex, I mean, you know, it's not like we're throwing out racial slurs, drinking constantly, killing people. Lots of blood everywhere.
Was there blood?
Torturing people. Like,
how did they torture that guy? He used a gun, right?
Yeah, they tied him to a tree.
Mm-hmm.
I think he might have beat on him just a little.
I can't remember exactly.
But he took the Uzi from Chuck.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, let me see that gun of yours. Just, start spraying around him.
Spraying the Uzi around him, yeah. Yeah.
Like, oh my God, you're insane. I'll tell you what everyone I know. Please don't kill me.
Yeah.
I don't want to die handcuffed to this tree.
But yeah, it was fine. It was.
I'm just saying, this is a documentary, okay? This is how Texas Rangers operate.
I mean, obviously, that's probably still how they operate. It has not changed. That's just part of the manual. It's watch this movie.
So this was 83. This is 2023. So we've known for the last 40 years that the biggest problem in Mexico is American guns. It's like there's a theme there. Yeah.
Well, when you have military convoys getting knocked over by the cartel and no one really does anything or cares about it.
I think the colonel was in on it.
That makes more sense than them not doing anything about it.
No, uh-huh. It's just, I feel like the colonel was in on it, but that's something that was like cut.
All I know is that when you get 5 stars in GTA and the army's involved.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's real bad and shit's going to end real soon. Unless you're cheating, you're going to die very soon.
But now we know the 6th star is Chuck Norris.
Oh, yeah. They shouldn't have provoked the 6th star. There's no getting away from that star.
Nope. Oh, man. So, I don't know. Meter it. What'd you think?
Probably like a 2 or 3.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Probably the same.
It was enjoyable. It was good. Over the top. Like, you know, it was good action.
Yeah. I'm with you. Probably like a 2. There was plenty of stupid stuff in this.
Chuck's probably, I mean, he's never really been like a real actor,
mm-hmm.
but he's a martial artist and that's where he shines, right?
Yeah.
I wrote down a couple of my favorite Chuck Norris jokes.
Go on.
Chuck can dribble a bowling ball.
Okay.
Chuck Norris could slam a revolving door.
All right. I totally forgot to write.
And here's another. Chuck can kill 2 stones with 1 bird.
That's pretty good. I'm not gonna lie, that's pretty fucking good. I think that's about all I got for this one.
Yeah.
So
check it out.
Yeah,
100%. This isn't. I still think Sidekicks might be my best favorite Chuck Norris movie, but maybe we'll get to do that one day.
Maybe. Maybe. We were still a lot of bad ones to do.
This wasn't even a bad one, though.
I think this is about as bad as they get. I mean, this movie was really dumb. But, man, it was really fucking good. Yeah. But, I mean, 100% check it out. It's free on YouTube.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Actually, most Chuck Norris movies seem to be free on YouTube.
It's because they're that old.
Yeah. They're almost public domain.
Wild Wild West is free on YouTube, too.
Yeah. Well, it was just bad.
That was a good one, too.
But I guess, you know, If you like or don't like what we do here, hit us up in the comment section. Let us know. Thumbs up, thumbs down, doesn't matter. Just interact.
Hit the buttons.
Yeah, click all the buttons and the things. Hit us up on the Facebooks and the Googles and the not the Twitters, not the X's.
No.
Wait, we don't do X's anymore.
No. I deleted that.
But
yeah, thanks for joining us, guys.
Yeah, guys. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.